All right, guys. 1, 2, 3. Here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure counseling private practice without feeling overwhelmed. Let's do it. Let's dive into the episode. Another day. Another beautiful day. Right now, you probably noticed that my audio is coming in a little bit differently. Let me share why. I am sitting in my living room. I'm on dad mode, on father mode. And I've got my kids outside. They've got all the neighborhood kids. They're running around with water guns. I love it, right? It's really neat to see that the kids are having a great time. And sometimes I'm like, hey, can I play? But they're like, no, you just stay over there. And I thought, let me use some of this time to watch them play, watch them hang out, and go into a neat topic. This podcast for today, we're going to focus on how to make your practice affordable, which is such an important area that I don't think there's a lot of conversation around. You know, really creating a space within your business that, yes, you can make money, you can thrive, because that's important, right? It's important for you to be able to cover your overhead. You know, I'm not directing you in the avenue of provide pro bono 100% of the time, because, you know, someone's going to knock on your door and say, hey, rent's due, light bill's due, and you can't tell them, well, listen, it's because I'm providing pro bono work. You know, can I just... You know, can you just not charge me that rent or that water bill? Right? Life doesn't work that way. Though sometimes I'm like, it'd be nice if maybe at times it would a little bit, right? Wishful thinking. Making your practice affordable, why is this important? You know, I think it's important because as you're listening to it, it may hit something home for you. I find that a lot of clinicians go into private practice because of some need. Right? Maybe you want to help a certain population. That's what led you in there, and that population could be marginalized. Perhaps they don't have the resources or access, so you thought, well, wouldn't it be grand if I opened up a practice and I was able to help them? And I think that speaks to a lot of clinicians. Whenever I got started with private practice, I had, and still do, such a big desire to work with at-risk youth. And I think a lot of that was born from myself being an immigrant coming to the U.S. from the Dominican Republic at a young age. And we grew up in a very challenging neighborhood when we first got here. And I remember a lot of the peers around me and myself at times, you know, Juan here, speaking about myself, I have stories to share. We'll keep it at that. Now, when I got into private practice, I went into intensive in-home therapy. Some of you who listen to the podcast, you may be aware of that. And the population that I worked with was at-risk youth. And it was, I think it was one of the most important settings that I worked in at that point in my life. You know, still being young and being exposed to that and having that opportunity to see parents just trying, you know, with resources they had around them and kids, you know, trying to figure out as well. And being able to witness that and to look at, okay, how can I be of support here? How can I be a resource here? So as I opened up my practice shortly after that, I continued to work with that population. And I noticed that there was this area of accessibility, right? There were the fees of the practice. And then there was what that population or certain individuals in that population was able to do and not able to do, which is just a simple fact of life, right? I think it's an important area to know that, hey, here's somebody reaching out and they want to work with you, but they just can't afford it. And I think there's, you know, if you hold humility for a moment, how many things can you not afford in life? Right now, I can't afford to buy like a jet. And, you know, I need to tell myself that and ground myself. I don't have that kind of money. I can't buy an Elon Musk style jet and then fly from my home to my office. Does it sound cool? Yeah. Can I do it? No, I don't have that kind of money. Now, what if somebody reached out and said, hey, we're going to provide some sort of access for you? I'd like to hear more about that. And today's topic, it goes into your counseling practice. And we're going to create a conversation around it on the key areas to consider for you to be able to open up that door of accessibility so that individuals can reach out to you and right away you're not turning them away, right? You're not losing that business. You're not losing the space to support someone. So the first place I want to go to is the most common one, and you're probably thinking about it when it comes to making your practice affordable, a sliding fee. Now, that's black and white. If you're charging $200, you have a sliding fee that you may drop it to, let's say, $50 or $100. The one aspect, though, that I want you to consider when it comes to a sliding fee is what metrics go around it. What are the qualifications? So, for instance, if you're going to have a sliding fee, I encourage you to have some sort of application where someone can apply for the sliding fee. Here's a very similar example. Let's say you have a student discount. I'm going to highly encourage you to have an application where that student submits maybe a email or some sort of document that shows that they are an active student. If not, then everyone could apply for that. And then next thing you know, you have a whole practice filled with a sliding scale. And it's not that that's an issue. That only becomes an issue when the goals of the practice are hurt by those fees. Meaning that if your goal for your practice is to level up and to turn your practice into a large group multi-state practice, it's going to be difficult to get there if that overhead is too high and the amount of money you're bringing in is too low. Next place to look at when we're talking about here making your practice affordable is create more group programs. So if your individual fee is $200, create a couple of group therapy programs that can drop that to 50 to even 25. And if you don't have the space, try remote. Maybe have 10 people that you see focused on mood disorders or anxiety or couples, and see them at $25 and then see them for 1 hour. You know, now you're seeing 10 of them within that hour. You're still able to earn a certain amount as the business owner or the counselor there, or if you have a counselor hired, you know, money's coming in and you are making the practice affordable to the people in the community. The other avenue is to look at bringing in associate level or interns. Of course, follow ethics, but that creates another avenue of affordability where, let's say you have three systems in your practice. You got your high-level clinicians, which may be your doctorate ones or the ones with advanced degrees and certifications. And let's say you have your second level, which is the ones that have a full license, but maybe they haven't had extensive years of experience or advanced degrees or certifications. And then you have your associate levels coming fresh out of graduate school. Those could be three different levels that you have of fees. You know, for one, it could be 100, the other 150, and the last 250, right? Just random numbers here. But if you notice, the first one creates that accessibility. It allows that your practice to be affordable, and individuals coming in can pick from those tiers. It's not to say that the ones at the level one compared to the level three are a bad clinician, right? It's just more hiding someone's level of expertise and where they're at. And you're leaving it up to your clients to choose where they want, who they want to work with. The next item here to look at with making your practice affordable is shortening your sessions. This is something that a lot of people don't really spend a lot of time discussing. I do understand the ethics, and I think it's important us to understand as well and how that may impact the client. You can, though, think about what style of therapy, what presenting concerns will be appropriate to support someone in a shorter session. So let's say you have a standard session and it's 90 minutes and you charge $300. Well, what if you drop that to a 30-minute session and you charge, let's say, $75, making up some numbers here. And next, what you do is you only offer that with a certain type of presenting concerns. So it could be that you do a low-intensity therapy for mild challenges potentially connected to like a life challenge, life issues, I'm sorry, or transitioning issues that may be lower in that spectrum. So that could be someone with an adjustment disorder or someone that, you know, may be struggling with a class, like a student. They're struggling with a class, but normally they're always doing well, and it's just one little hiccup here. So even when you're learning about their presenting concern, the client themselves is sharing, yeah, this is at a 4 out of a 10 intensity. And to really ground this ethically, you can provide assessments early on. So like a entry, meaning that you provide a standard GAD-7 as an example. And now when the patient comes in, they take that, you're able to see that they're scoring very low. And you talk to them about the option of, you know, here's a 30-minute session that we could do that could be appropriate with where you're at and also affordable. All right. So what do you think? You know, once again, the focus of today's episode, it's looking at your business, continuing to think about it as a growing entity and allowing it to be a place that's affordable, a place that people can have an entry to. For clients, sometimes it's challenging when they see a practice and all they see is that there's a $300 fee. And that could also be a potential area that could hurt your business because that could turn a lot of people away. You know, what if some of those individuals can afford $250, right? And maybe from your end, you're like, well, you know, we could do that if we did this, right? Maybe if an associate level clinician did it or if the session was a little bit shorter, right? So that's something to consider. I hope you found this episode helpful. I think it's a really neat one to think about why we started our clinical journey. And often I learn from clinicians and getting to know them that many of us started because of some sort of gap that we found, whether in the research or in our life or some sort of hurdle. And often those hurdles have to do with accessibility or affordability. All right. Have a great day. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Get on there. Where are you listening right now? Are you listening on Apple or on Spotify? Are you listening on Anchor? I want you to get on there. Take a moment. Scroll through your phone. Look at the section that says reviews. Leave me a 5-star review. Share this podcast with a couple of buddies in your counseling circle. Let them know that it's helpful. Let's spread the word, helping each other to move forward, to make changes, to create a positive impact on this world.
As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your 6-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.